Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Martin calls us from the beautiful Emerald Isle of Ireland. I've always wanted to go to Ireland. And next time I go to Europe, I'm going to fly into good old Ireland, north and south. I want to check out the beautiful country. I got a wanderlust, folks, but I just have to be tied down fighting the New World Order, believe me. Let's talk to Martin in Ireland. Martin, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, I just want to ask you about who these people are, these globalists that you talk about.
Well, they follow a mindset of technocracy and enslaving humanity and using systems of deceit and control. And so they basically inhabit every race, color, creed, religion, organization. They are followers of evil.
And how long have they been around?
Since the beginning of time, there have been people that have an evil streak.
Right. So with that in mind, right?
Yes, sir.
These same people are the same people that called Washington a terrorist.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They called Washington a terrorist. And these are the same people that have labeled Nelson Mandela a terrorist. Now, do you not see that anybody that opposes oppression is a terrorist?
Well, I mean, I've already said that Nelson Mandela had a lot of courage, but he did target civilians, and George Washington didn't do that, and so that's the difference. But I hear you, and at the same time, I just don't agree with what Mandela wanted to replace one evil with another. Just because I don't like what he tried to replace things with doesn't mean I endorse what he was fighting against. You know, it's kind of like that there's two restaurants and I go, I don't want to go in that one or that one. It's like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but do you not see the big picture here? The big picture here is that these people that you talk about, right, have been controlling people's minds forever and a day, right? It goes back to the Native Indians. Washington himself gave the order to eradicate the Indians, right? So there you go, is racism, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a little bit more than that. I mean, by the 1860s, it was eradicate the natives, and the British did also try to give them smallpox and stuff before that in the 1700s. But if you want to be technical, a lot of the Indian wars were lost early on in the East and then in the Midwest. That's why the eradication program came in, because it wasn't like in the movies where it's a native woman and the degenerate redneck, you know, shoots her for no reason. And I'm not endorsing what happened either. It was both sides were killing each other. And if you wouldn't join a group of natives to go on the war path against their enemy, they would kill you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, but do you understand that back then it was racism? Then in the 60s or earlier in the United States, it was communism. And now it's terrorism. All these words and all these things have all been used to scaremonger people.
I got to tell you, communists have killed more people than anybody else. I mean, Mao, the Chinese government says killed 84 million. The CIA says 66 or something. I mean, communism is just the most horrible slavery in the world. And I'm not saying that they didn't use the fight against communism to take liberties as well. I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, what do we do? We got about 20 seconds left.
I know what oppression's about, right? And see, these same people that you're talking about are the same people that oppressed us in Ireland. These same people that told lies about what it really was going on in Ireland. These same people concocted a story that there was a...
Yeah, well, let's get this straight. I think there shouldn't be a Northern Ireland. I think it should all be under Irish control, and you shouldn't be in the EU. But just because I tell the Ukrainians don't be in the EU, I don't think Ukraine should be part of Russia. How about Ukraine for the Ukrainians, Ireland for the Irish, Mexico for the Mexicans? I mean, that's what I'm talking about here. The country's for the people, not for foreign corporate colonizers. So I agree with you. The New World Order actually is neo-colonialism. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide on this ninth day of December, 2013. The year is extremely long in the tooth, as they say. Well, I'm looking at DrudgeReport.com. The top story, Putin dissolves state media, one of the biggest state-run media outlets in Russia, has been dissolved by Herr Putin, he says, I guess, to save money and other things, kind of like they're cutting back on the state-run media here that claims it's not state-run, but is state-run, and now Obama isn't letting them into press conferences and is just having his own media corps put out info, and CNN is basically collapsing into entertainment. It's the same deal all over the world. Japan basically declared martial law last Thursday, declaring anything they want secret, and the government can basically do whatever it wants in the middle of their 20-year depression. China is going into a depression and seeing a stock market as well as a real estate bubble implode right now. And what happens when that happens all over the world? What happened before World War I and World War II? What happened before other big regional wars every time? If an economy's bad in one country, they don't tend to start a war. But when multiple countries bordering each other or geographically competing for larger markets like the South China Sea and that whole area in Asia and the Pacific, when you've got a bunch of countries in a global recession, depression, what do governments do to stay in power? They start wars, ladies and gentlemen. That is a historical fact. We keep telling you, look for war to come as the global economy melts down. And remember, the globalists understand these cycles, so they attempt to actually orchestrate the cycles, hijack the cycles, surf the cycles, in their own words. Like the Silver Surfer, you know, coming in as the harbinger of doom behind him to destroy the planet in thermal nuclear war. I guess the Silver Surfer is the harbinger of Galactus. I mean, that's basically what we're dealing with here. And that's why I get angry by the average person in a checkout line going, "Hey, Alex, like your show. By the way, did you watch the UT game?" And I'm like, "You like my show and you're asking me about football." "Well, yeah, but you got to have some fun." Yeah, I got it. You got to have some fun. But I'm not going to have fun watching what they tell me to have fun watching. Because there's more propaganda in the ads and during the football games than anywhere else. And I'm just digressing. I just want to stop this. And I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I don't have enough energy and focus. Okay, so I'm not kicking you out there or angry at you, and I'm not on a high horse. I'm just telling you, folks, there's a good chance they're going to start World War III in the next decade. And it might start next week. It might start next year. But almost every analyst, go look at all the top military analysts, Ministry of Defense reports out of England, Department of Defense reports here, the Chinese government's reports, the German reports, the EU reports, the Japanese reports. I've got some of them right here today, in fact. They are saying that we are literally hurtling towards massive war. And remember what Dick Cheney did back in 888 when the Olympics started, launching a sneak attack on areas of Russian-held northern Georgia, South Ossetia, and Abkhazia. Our media ran with the hoax worldwide that the Russians had attacked. And I'm not romanticizing the Russians. I just don't want to start a war with them. And the Russians rolled in medium-range mobile trucks with medium-range thermal nuclear weapons on them and said on European and Russian television, in Russian and English, if NATO forces do not pull back and stop and don't stop landing new forces at the capital of Georgia, we're going to launch nuclear missiles at you in Europe. And during the Cuban Missile Crisis, that was a big deal because they were on our doorstep. And we were in the right to say, get your missiles out of here. Well, now here's the West on their doorstep. But the difference is it was number one news story. And people literally losing sleep because they should have in both governments when nuclear war almost happened in 1961. Now this stuff's happening and the average trendy literally wants to show off their mismatched socks or how big their mustache is, or, you know, tell me the latest martini, which is fine. Cool. I like your mustache. I like your style. I like your martini. The point is that's not the culture. In fact, historically, a culture like that is what you see right before a world war as well. Things are always very decadent. The roaring 20s before the Depression, all of it. I mean, we are just on the edge of destruction. We are surfing the apocalypse, ladies and gentlemen, and it's already the apocalypse in Central Africa. It's already the apocalypse to people's pension funds in Europe. It's already the apocalypse in areas in China with the slave camps. And I'm just here saying we better decide, can we get this ship fixed and get the holes fixed and get the pumps running, or do we go to the lifeboats? Because let me tell you something, folks. If you try to go to the lifeboats too late, that's the worst time. And I'm asking myself that same question. In my own life, in my own family, I'm so caught in the routine of the radio, the TV, everything we cover and do here. that Obama has become a dictator, officially. No one even denies it now. Doesn't mean he'll stay in office, but he's made the office totally dictatorial, autocratic, by every yardstick. And it's getting worse by the day now. And I'm just here taking it as well. I can't even, we're always so busy, or I'm always so tired, or I'm at home at night. I can't discuss with my wife preparations, or what do we do, or what's our plans. I don't blame anybody for not knowing what to do, because I don't know what to do. I mean, do I run to Switzerland? Do I run to Iceland? Do I run to Tasmania? Do I run to New Zealand? Do I run to the South Pacific? Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care about money. Money's like fuel in a gas tank for me. It's fuel to do what I want, to have some security, to be able to stand up for myself. That's all it is. In fact, it's a burden, a responsibility to try to make the money to run the operation and then have enough in reserve to operate and mess with it and everything. Money means, after about 250 protesters following us around all day in the sleet and rain in Dallas from 10 a.m. until about 4 o'clock, broadcasting live, being beat up by the police, the 25 or 30 people left, I could take them over to the hotel and buy them all dinner and buy them all hot drinks, whether it was cocoa or a hot toddy. That's what I want money for. And that's money well spent. But I tell you, I mean, the only reason I'm still on air, the only reason I'm here at the helm of InfoWars, is because I know we've got a chance of beating these people by reaching out to the power structure and those in the infrastructure throughout the strata in corporate, ecclesiastical, governmental, private lives, homeschoolers, public schoolers, police, military, bureaucrats. The writing is far beyond being on the wall. It is flaming. It is naked. It is loud. It is bold. It is like sirens and red flags and explosions going off and start guns going off. I mean, it's like the 4th of July rolled into the Kentucky Derby, rolled into a hydrogen bomb going off. Just, you can hear the air raid sirens culturally, historically. I mean, it's just, and that's why the elite's so corrupt now. They've actually gone to the phase of grabbing everything not nailed down and running. That's the big sign, is all the rich are running out of Europe, running out of Israel, running out of the U.S., they're all running to the north of Canada, or they're running to Idaho, it's even in USA Today. They're building giant bunkers. They're getting private security. They're buying weapon systems. Why? Because they know what they've done. And we've done it too, letting them do it. You want to know who's to blame for all this, folks? And I say this to myself as well. We ought to create an intro with clips of V talking where he says, you know, how bad the establishment is. But he says, if you really want to know who's behind it, you are. Just look in the mirror. And that's right. And I'm willing to look in the mirror. And that's why I don't want you calling up, telling me how great I am, telling me how much you appreciate me. Listen, we are on a ship that is frickin' sinking, man. We got enemies running around putting more weapon systems on the bottom of it trying to sink it. Because they're already going to be offshore. It's a very tiny elite that want to actually bring down civilization. Very tiny. We're talking about a few thousand globalists here that really know the master plan. They've written on it, too. I mean, we know what their plan is. But they're even their minions, even their adjuncts, even their protégés do not know, okay? Now, we've decompartmentalized their operation, and others have. And now it's getting viral spread because people are going, whoa, I checked into this guy. He's telling the truth. And I'm not telling you something that I deserve a medal for. The enemy published it all. That's been their miscalculation. They're proud of their evil. But you and I and all of us together have to get really aggressive, peacefully and politically and economically now, ahead of all hell breaking loose. Depression, war, civil war, just absolute nightmares. We have to admit this is happening to be able to turn it around. Be right back. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I'm your masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls.
Remember that Lieutenant Colonel who reportedly wrote that article for Esquire?
I just don't want you.
This Bateman character. Guys, reprint me those articles, please. Well, Matt Pearson sent an email to one of my friends, Matt Pearson, who was in the Army, sent an email to the guy challenging him to man up and call him and explain himself. And the person called from England saying he is the Colonel Bateman. And said basically that he defends his stance. Then there's another Bateman of the exact same name, who's also a colonel, who says he is not this guy. So we're going to have another article out by Paul Watson to ascertain exactly what's going on and clear that up. But regardless, you've got the Small Wars Journal and people that teach at West Point, a whole bunch of them now, and at Texas A&M teaching that they're going to repeal the Second Amendment. And that is the issue here. So we're going to develop the proper, not even so much correction, but clarification. And our apologies to the other Bateman. So that is coming up, and we'll get all of that lined up properly. All right, folks, here's the good news. People are starting to wake up to what's happening. And here's an article out of the Huffington Post, of all places, talking bad about their dear leader. Obama faces backlash because of secret trade deals. The Obama administration appears to have almost no discussion with anybody, and they're keeping the entire plan secret. In fact, guys, will you print me this in printer friendly? Thanks a lot. This wasn't printed in printer friendly, so I could actually read that article on air for folks. But that was brought to me by somebody else. Not your fault. Nobody's fault. Point is that there it is. Obama faces backlash over new corporate powers and secret trade deal. There's the full headline by Zach Carter up on the Huffington Post. So there is that report. Here is another one. Barack Obama's de facto totalitarian nation. That's the Intrepid report going through the examples of total tyranny and the dictatorship from the NDAA to Obamacare. Here's another one by the New American. Why are key Obama policies shrouded in secret? Congress investigates Obama's attempt to become a dictator. We have all those links up on Infowars.com. Cruz, Senator Cruz, slams the lawless, that's a quote, implementation of Obamacare. That's right. It's totally lawless how they've now taken the unconstitutional criminal tax law. That's what it is. It's a tax. Supreme Court ruled it. I told you it was a tax to foreign banks and globalist pirates. And now he says he'll implement whatever he feels like on any given day. So if you're an insider, you're exempt. If you're not, you're totally hammered. And this is the genius of tyranny. So the good news is this is starting to come out. You know, they said you could keep your doctor and your price would go down to the cost of a telephone or cable bill. Well, now Ezekiel Emanuel, the doctor who helped write it, he's the main architect, says you can keep your doctor as long as you're willing to pay more. That video is up on Infowars.com from Fox News Sunday. Told Chris Wallace that. So there you go. He said, of course you can keep it like Obama said, but he meant pay more. And we have that clip. Let's go ahead and play that clip here for viewers.
Isn't it a fact, sir, that most, in fact, of the Obamacare health plans that are being offered up in the exchanges exclude a number of doctors and hospitals to lower costs?
The president never said you were going to have unlimited choice of any doctor in the country you want to go to.
Let me just finish. He asked a question. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Did he not say that, sir?
He didn't say you can have unlimited choice.
It's a simple yes or no question. Did he say if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor?
Yes, but look, if you want to pay more for an insurance company that covers your doctor, you can do that. This is a matter of choice. We know in all sorts of places you pay more for a wider range of choices or a wider range of benefits. The issue isn't these selective networks. People keep saying, oh, the problem is you're going to have
selective network. If you lose your doctor or you lose your hospital.
Let me just say something. People are going to have a choice as to whether they want to pay a certain amount for a selective network or pay more for a broader network.
Which would mean your premiums will probably go up.
They get that choice. That's a choice
which means your premium may go up over what you were paying. So that, in other words,
no one guaranteed you that your premium wouldn't increase. Premiums have been going up.
The president guaranteed me I could keep my doctor.
Under president, and if you want to, you can pay for it. Under president,
that's enough.
Premiums.
Full clips up on Infowars.com. Remember, this is the same guy that said, of course we're trying to bankrupt things and get rid of the single payer. That's all they're doing is nationalizing it, but it won't even be true socialism. That's bad enough. It's worse. It's total fascism, robbery, foreign tax.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway, and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. Getthetea.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
All right, folks, I'm going to give the number out and go to your phone calls coming up at the start of the next hour. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us as well to break down Obama's move towards a dictatorship. But in our investigation to discover more about Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman, we have learned a lot more. If you're watching on TV, you can see the original Esquire story from last week. It's time to talk about guns and the Supreme Court. And it says Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman. Now, when you look up Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman, you get this gentleman, if you're watching on television, who contacted us and said, I am not the person. Now, we didn't link to his LinkedIn, but we showed where it came from, and it fits the exact same name and looks like another Bateman who says he works for the agency, private policing agency. So these guys might be related or something. I mean, they look very, very similar. It's now become a mystery. And that's all a side issue. We're going to clarify that in the article. But the other Robert Bateman who lives in the U.S., who he says this is a photo of, is not the guy that said ban the guns. This guy's reportedly says he's a patriot. So imagine, that'd be terrible. There's another guy named Alex Jones, who's a radio host and looked just like me. And let's say it's, I guess there are 7.5 billion people. So we're going to figure out, get to the bottom of this, but we apologize for any in the angry phone calls or whatever. But, you know, used to, or emails, there was an Alex Jones that lived in Austin, who was also a videographer and photographer. And I think his website's like Silver Spider or something. He would call me and email me and say, would you please tell your listeners that I'm not you? I get hundreds of communications a week and threats and everything else. And I'm like, sorry, same name. It's an act of God, an act of randomness with your parents. But how do you have a Colonel Bateman, who is the same name? Okay, now here's the deal. This fell in my lap, Matt Pearson, who's an Army veteran, good friend of mine. We go out and do some shooting. You see him in some of the Brothers of Arms TV shows. And he's also the great chef out at the Steiner Steakhouse. He's taking a break right now away from running the show over there and some of the best steaks in Texas to come on with us. And I don't just say that because they're my friends. That's why I go eating there all the time. And, of course, you know, see my buddy Shane Steiner, Sid Steiner, and the rest of the folks, Bobby Steiner. But the point is that a lot of people got angry by this. And so somehow, and I need Matt's help on this to email our producer, because he found the real contact to Robert Bateman, Colonel Robert Bateman, Bob Bateman. He found the real contact. The guys in England sent him a contact and said, how dare you say things like this? You ought to call me back and defend yourself as a fellow Army veteran. The guy called him back this weekend. And so Matt let me know. And sure enough, he gave me the number he called on from England. His wife answered, it's him. And when he gets home from work, he's supposedly going to come on. So he needs to come on for himself so that this can be separate from the other Mr. Bateman. And so we can clarify all these statements in Esquire and other places. Okay, because the issue is there's a bunch of other colonels at West Point and in foreign wars, Small Wars Journal, and the rest of it, saying war with the Tea Party, gun confiscation, cold dead hand. The point is, this is part of a major move, okay? And this is what Forbes and others have been covering for a long time, not just us. So I wanted to get Matt Pearson on. He's got to go in just a few minutes to tell us how we contacted him, and then off-air tell us what the real contact is, because we have his phone number from you. This is obviously the real guy. He, you know, they admit, yeah, this is the guy. Because I want to try to, you know, clarify this guy from the other guy. So you talked to him, and you told me in text, we haven't talked at length yet, we'll do that on air, that indeed, Matt, he called you back, and you had a lengthy conversation, and that he defended all of this. So, Matt Pearson, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex.
Okay, so So tell us how you contacted him, and tell us what he said to you.
Okay, well, I guess basically the contact was made. I'm a organization. I was on their forums and had noticed that nobody had really written anything about them, and I'd been reading about them in the news for the past, you know, couple days, and I pinned a topic in there talking about them, and it didn't take long before it enraged a bunch of the guys on that website. They're all, you know, most of them are either retired or active duty or veterans from the police force or the armed forces, and there's a lot of backlash. A lot of people really upset with what he said, and one guy posted his email address. So after sitting around making beer chili and drinking beer for a couple hours, I decided it was time to send him an email, and basically told him I wanted him to go out and publicly apologize to all the troops and for the fact that he is an oath breaker and has gone against what he swore to protect the Constitution. About 20 minutes later, he emailed me back. I emailed him again. I switched emails with him a couple times. And the final one, I put my phone number on there. I said, hey, you know, give me a call. I don't really want to sit here and type emails back and forth. And to my surprise, last night he called me back, which I don't know what the time difference is, but I think he said it was 3 or 4 in the morning. And, he stood by everything that he wrote in that article.
Well, now there's a new horrifying twist. There's another Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman, according to Capital Link World, who looks a lot like the other one that's on this law enforcement consulting site where the real Bateman is. And can you imagine being the other Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman, who isn't this guy? I mean, boy, that I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, he mentioned to me that he's had over 3,000 emails since he wrote that article, and a lot of them were death threats and people threatening to rape his wife and kidnap his kids or something like that. And I try to keep it really respectful with him because I respect anybody that served in the armed forces. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, even if it's wrong. But, I guess that was probably the reason why he reached out to me, because when I emailed him, you know, the title of the email was very respectful. I had thank you for your service. And then once it opened up, he realized that it really wasn't. His plan that he mapped out to me was he has a 100-year plan to start disarming Americans.
Yeah, but that's how they always do it. They say, we're going to do this over time, and then really it's over 10 years. That's right. A standard tactic.
Right, right. I mean, you're talking about a constitution that's only a couple hundred years old. So, to think that you can start disarming people now and then and have it in 100 years from now, I mean, that's, you know, it's all the same. Every week, you know, you hear about somebody else attacking the Second Amendment. So it's just discouraging to see it from an officer in the military. I know when I was in, officers didn't come out and just openly say things like that because they would probably be relieved of their command, if not of their service. And on top of that, I can't understand how a guy who's a lieutenant colonel is writing for a magazine, and apparently he has a blog too, and he writes all kinds of craziness in his blog too. So I don't understand. I don't think that would be tolerable for anybody to do that.
Well, we're sorry for the collateral damage, but how can you know? And there's another lieutenant colonel, Robert Bateman, linked in as the other guy. I think that's an example of the internet. I mean, I feel sorry for other Alex Joneses. There's like eight of them that live in Austin. I've been told by them that by multiple Alex Joneses. Will you please tell your listeners that I'm not the Alex Jones they think I am, and to stop coming to my house? And I'm like, I'm sorry. They just Google Alex Jones. Yeah, there's one of the other Alex Joneses.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And, I mean,
I'm
that's
sure
not me. I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
No, I said that. I'm sure that other colonel's probably getting some hate mail, too, I'd imagine.
Oh, no, he sent us an email, and he said, this is not me, and, you know, we have the same name, but I'm getting hammered. So, again, I just feel bad for him. Everybody needs to... who did get it wrong, just like I did, needs to apologize to him as well. But he wants me to take his picture down. I think we should have his picture on there to say, this isn't the right guy, or it'll just continue on. But I got to call the guy and find out. You know, even when you try to journalistically get everything right, sometimes when there's these weird act of God coincidences, you know, there's nothing you can do, you know, except correct it afterwards.
Is that's the picture of the guy, the kind of white hair and the glasses that's going around right now? I think that picture of him was actually on the link to the article that I read.
Yeah, and if you follow it, well, that's a case of the internet getting it all scrambled. This guy is not the guy I'm showing people on TV. And I think we have photos. Have you found a photo, Matt, of the real one?
No, I haven't. But I was talking to some people, and I was saying, hey, you know, this guy did not look like, I mean, I know you can't really look at a picture of somebody and say, hey, that didn't sound like it would be that guy. But, I mean, this guy sounded a lot younger than the picture that you say the wrong guys. I mean, that probably makes a little more sense.
Yeah, there's shots on the defense side of a shaved head guy who looks a lot like this guy, but younger.
Okay. Well, there's all guys that are on Oathkeeper's website talking about it right now. One of them said he works for Department of Homeland Security. So.
No. I mean, the one that did this for Esquire, you know, who wrote the article for Esquire, you know, basically tracks back to that. So, yes. Well, didn't you say you learned his wife works for the State Department? You know, the real one that wrote the article that you talked to?
Right. That's what he told me last night, right? I don't know how I think we were speaking of what the purpose of the Second Amendment was. He said it was to stop slave rebellions. I asked him if he thought that it was had anything to do with the protection of a tyrannical government. He said, no, absolutely not. You know, why don't you trust your government? And at that point, I was like, well, you know, look at Benghazi, look at the IRS, look at everything that's going on right now. And he's like, oh, well, what do you think happened in Benghazi? Because that was all over a YouTube video. At that point, I was kind of like, okay. I didn't know that anybody was still sticking by that story. I thought that was already debunked. But apparently, you know, he said, yeah, my wife works for the State Department. I'd wake her up and let you talk to her right now. But, yeah, that was the video that caused all that.
Well, I love this. Why do you need guns? Trust your government. That's famous last words. Look at how the government's arming to the teeth against us. And then he has these double-sided, you know, thinly veiled things like, oh, we will take them from your cold, dead hands when you die.
Right.
And then reportedly we're trying to track it, but it looks like it's the right colonel because the other colonel didn't write it. And it is on this other one's blog, you know, these questions about, I'm sorry for what's going to have to happen to you now. That's why we've called Bateman. And we have told him come on the show. So we're ready for him to come on, and he should put his picture out and be proud of himself so everybody can see it. What else did he say about the Second Amendment? Because it had nothing to do with slave revolts. It did have to do with the French and Indian War and the fact that the French would hire the Indians to kill people. The British would do it. Everybody wanted weapons, and you were on the frontier. But and then it happened to do with self-defense. I mean, it's they're always trying to paint gun ownership as racist. I mean, the first gun laws were in the South against black folks. The Ku Klux Klan wanted gun bans. The NRA was founded to arm blacks to protect themselves. I mean, did you tell this guy any of that history?
History didn't really seem like something he really cared to talk about. And any time that I brought up anything to do with the Second Amendment, it was diverted to, this is the problem. We have this violent culture, and we have to change our culture. And the way that is, you're allowed to have your double-barrel shotgun and your old-fashioned rifle that holds five rounds, and, no more assault weapons, as, people like to call them. And every time I would say, hey, what does the definition of the word infringed mean to you? And he didn't want to, he just kind of just strayed away from that.
But, they've registered all the guns in New York, and now they're banning everything five rounds and up and banning guns that can take a larger mag and using the purchase list to confiscate them. And the goal is to take our guns. So that's a classic PSYOP. A classic PSYOP to say, 100 years, to then introduce the idea. That's all they're doing is acclimating.
Right. Yeah, and that's a whole other issue. But, people say the registration doesn't lead to confiscation, but look at the letter these guys are getting in New York City right now. You tell me. It's illegal for the government to hold a weapons registration. Obviously, they do purchase a weapon. These guys were able to, track you down to your address and send you a letter saying, hey, I know what you got in your gun safe. And it said, surrender your rifle. Immediately surrender your rifle. I thought that was interesting. I didn't think you could tell a free man something like that and not get laughed at. But I don't know. This guy seems to be on the same track. So,
well, you're absolutely right. And look, he's following Bloomberg propaganda points because Daily Caller story went viral last week about New York City. The few concealed carry holders or hunting rifle holders in the city are getting letters to turn their guns in that can hold over five rounds or take a larger clip. But it's statewide. Connecticut now has its registration going into effect in 1 month or less than 1 month. So it's here, and they can't have it where they say, we don't want your guns. Just let us restrict them and ban some. Their goal is the abolition of force in the hands of the people. And Bateman says that in Esquire.
Yep, he sure did. And he'll stand by it. If you get him on the phone tonight, he's not going to back down from anything that he wrote on there at all.
Well, listen, he needs to also clarify, because the Internet's got him listed with that photo and the rest of it. So we need the real Bateman to publicly come out. And it sounds like he's proud of himself. And again, so many of these people aren't even inherently evil. They literally are Fruit Loops. Who doesn't know Chicago, New York, D.C. have the highest crime rates? Mexico has a total gun ban and has the highest crime rate in the world. Only the criminals and government have guns. I mean, doesn't he really believes this? I mean, so he's a true believer who would call you in the middle of the night, England time, to talk to you and defend himself. Wow.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked when I got the number, when the number came up on phone. Because, like you said, and like he was saying, he had 3,000 emails that he was responding to. But, this guy was able to return, shoot emails back and forth with me every 10 minutes and then call me immediately out of 3,000 other emails. I thought that was kind of strange. But apparently, reading up on the Oathkeeper site, they said that he's pretty much reaching out to anybody that's reaching out to him. I said, if you email a guy, he's going to email you back. And, it is what it is, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it's the right one, just so we have it on record, then he wants to be reached out to, give folks his email. Do you have it in front of you?
I don't have it in front of me, but it's like Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman at yahoo.com or something very similar to that. I can give it to you. I can say something, and you can put it up there if you like to.
Yeah, do this. We're going to go to break and let you go. Take a few minutes, and then you mind texting me on my personal phone the email. Oh, there it is. It's on the Yahoo story.
Oh, yeah. Well, There you go. That's how they got. I was wondering how the Oath Keepers got a hold of it.
No, no, it's on the Esquire sites. We need to make sure the right one gets added to our article that we're correcting, or not even so much correcting, clarifying. It's r_Bateman_LTC at hotmail.com. We need to search that email in conjunction. I guess Watson did search that and come up with the other photo. So that's the problem, is the Internet's got it all spliced together. That was the first time I got accused of being a lay Catholic priest. Well, somebody sent me an email. It's not that it's bad to be a Catholic priest. And they said, I know you're a Catholic priest and working with the Vatican. And I said, well, who is it? It was like a 65-year-old black guy. But they didn't care. So it was like proof, because his name was Alex Jones. That's me. I mean, I am now African-American. Anyways. All right. Well, Matt Pearson, thank you so much and for giving us his phone number. And I hope he'll come on this show.
Yeah, anytime. I'd love to do that. Yeah, like I said, good luck talking to him. Doesn't sound like you're going to change his opinion, but, well, you know, some people are good.
Well, I got to come in there to the steakhouse and eat that the best ribeye out there, buddy.
I got one waiting for you. I'll pick the best one out we got.
You're a sweetheart. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us. It's good to know the chef. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This holiday season, get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife, finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun, for utility, for defense, and way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you'll ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Hurry, offer good till December 25th. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Important. Finally, the Huffington Post and basically a lot of other publications are saying, wow, Obama is acting like a dictator on so many fronts, including Obama faces backlash over new corporate powers in secret trade deal, handing governmental control over trade to private corporations, and the agreement is even secret. Now, we've been talking about this obviously for months, but finally, I've got a whole stack of news. I mentioned the headlines earlier, where the lawlessness of Obama is coming out. because it is a dictator when one man decides to do whatever he wants. Now, the truth is he's a front man for the globalist. But still, it is a puppet dictator. And when you give the office of dictatorial power, a lot of times the autocratic seat can actually be seized by a real dictator and not just a group of oligarchs and kingmakers behind the throne. So this whole thing runs from bad to worse. Coming up, Seymour Hersh alleges Obama administration lied on Syria gas attack. That's now out of Yahoo News. Big story there. 3 years on from Japan's nuclear emergency, the fallout continues to spread. That's out of the News of Australia. It is record-level radiation with a huge radioactive wave set to hit in about 2 months on the West Coast. I mean, this is just crazy. It's taken that long for it to get over here. And here's another headline from Infowars.com. Japanese media fears war with China next year. Fears China will stage a provocation or false flag, the Japan Times notes, to get into a war because of economic collapse. So the Japanese are talking about government staging events to get into wars to hide China's collapsing economy. Sounds like I said that. Well, folks, that's how real politics actually works. And the fact is the cat's out of the bag how these things operate. So that story's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then coming up in the next hour, this just broke, CBS News. D.C. police chief alleged misconduct by officers devastating. Reportedly, the D.C. police chief's given a press conference saying that separate misconduct investigations of two officers, including one accused of running a prostitution operation from his apartment and others running child porn operations. I mean, that's the lawless D.C. department that 3.5 years, 4 years, or maybe longer, D.C. Heller saying your gun laws are unconstitutional. Repeal them. They've expanded them. They've expanded them. So that's the lawlessness of these individuals, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I go any further, we have a lot of new items that we're adding because we fund ourselves by selling high-quality products that are very useful. We now have two new products. We have the fluoride shield that has six different compounds in it, from nascent iodine to shilajit to you name it, that all act to pull the toxic fluoride and other heavy metals and toxins out of the body. And this was designed by Dr. Ed Grubb, who I just totally respect. And you can also get the Survival Shield discounted. And you've got limited amounts. It's going to sell out in a day or two. It's almost gone. The first batch of the Super Male Vitality. I mean, I thought, why not come out with something that's actually got a high-quality ingredients and blows away the competition at about 40% off the leading competitor. And believe me, folks, everybody that's used the Nascent Iodine has been blown away. I don't hype stuff. And by the way, I'm shutting it off Wednesday, 20% off with promo code WATER20 at InfoWarsStore.com on the ProPure entire family of stainless steel gravity-fed filters. Give the gift of no fluoride in the water or glyphosates, or start filtering your water today. All filters are not created equal. Find out at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can also find it at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. All of the InfoWars Life products, like the super high-quality Mexican High Mountain Coffee. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.